Tom, KO4HKX here. Can't stay long, but I wanted to say good morning.
Well, good morning, Patrick. Glad you did. I'm just going down and get the Earl changed in the truck. And you heading out for a customer?
I'm getting ready to pull in, so I'm going to jump off here. Like I said, I just wanted to say hello. And be careful out there today. KO4HKX, and I'll be quick on your final, Tom.
Okie doke, Patrick. Looking forward to hearing you again. You have a safe day, most of all. This is Ender LTR.
Well, just before jumping in and said, Tom, ain't nobody wants to talk with you. But the other fella did. I didn't get his name, but... anyway, this is W4FHJ.
Fine, Gene. How you doing this morning, old man?
Oh, right good, I think. I had at 3 o'clock, I got a call. The fire alarm went off, not my fire alarm, but one of my customers. So I had to get up and go and service it this morning at, it was 3 o'clock, I think. But there wasn't much I could do because the fire trucks rolled and everything, but it was a false alarm. Don't know what happened. One of the smoke detectors activated. And I don't know which smoke detector, so I don't know how I'm going to wind up finding out which one went off. Anyway, I'm on the way out to my land. I got to build a bunch of shelves in a building out there. So that's what I'm doing, Tom. Back to you.
Well, it was 39 degrees this morning, so it's going to be kind of chilly. Well, Gene, I don't know what to tell you on that, except that I assume those are hardwired. Could it be that one of the sensors has gotten a little dirty?
Most probable case. excuse me. Normally, people don't know to do this, but I wish they did. But when a fire alarm goes off like that, if it's those smoke detectors, you put in your code. In other words, you disarm it to shut the siren off one time and one time only. If you put your code in again, it will reset all of the smoke detectors, and you won't know which one went into alarm. Because whichever one goes into alarm, now different ones may work a little bit different, but ones I'm used to working with, a red light will come on and stay on. So you walk around and look at all the smoke detectors, and whichever one you see the red light, that's the bad one. But that didn't happen last night. They put in the code 6 or 8 times. I don't know.
Benjiro TR. Gene, I don't know what to say except when you're dealing with the public, novices are kind of that way, and I don't know if they're going to pay that much attention to the rules. They're just excited about it going off at that time of morning. And I don't blame them. Did you know that, and don't quote me on this, but I heard on the news, it didn't involve me. I have an alarm system, but not one that does that. It notifies me. And then I can notify the police or fire or whatever. But Greenville's going to start charging $100 a pop for false alarms is the way I understood it.
That has been for years and years on that. But I think, see, years ago, you had 3 free alarms. Now, that was burglar, and I never heard much about the fire alarm rules on that, but the burglar alarm, when the police have to respond, you had 3 freebies in a year. Well, it reduced down to two, and it may be one now. In fact, it may be zero. I don't know. I hadn't kept up on it. But I hope it's not zero. Surely they give somebody a break if it happens once in a year. So I don't know. Tom, I got to get back on the road, and I'm holding a cup of coffee. It'll slosh around too bad if I don't. I'm in my van, and I can't hold a coffee and microphone and the steering wheel, all three. So let me run. Just want to say hey to you and give you a little trouble.
Well, that's the norm. And I usually give it right back. But, Gene, you might check it because the rules just changed, and I don't know what the number is to be exact with you. And as far as holding the mic, drinking coffee, and driving, well, my daughter always said men don't multitask well, so I guess that kind of applies to you this morning. Just kidding, of course. You want to be on the safe side. You don't want to get scalded, or you'll have to sue McDonald's. You take care, Gene. W4FHH. Nah, dang it, I got your call wrong, Gene. Anyways, M0TR73, Gene.
All Roger and 73rd Street. It's W4FHJ out.
74FHJ. I'll set the record right. M0TR73, Gene.